One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Every night, an hour before showtime, the Family Drive-In Theater in Stephen City, Virginia, fires up Rock Around the Clock. Like Benji's Drive-In near Baltimore, it's about an hour and a half from D.C. But unlike Benji's...
We had the speakers, put a car speaker in the window, and I'll turn my radio on. So I'm getting like a stereo type of event.
Owner Jim Kopp also notes that his drive-in has two screens, each showing double features on opposite ends of the lot. This week, it's Paranorman and Diary of a Wimpy Kid on the family screen. I parked myself in front of The Expendables 2 and The Dark Knight Rises. Projectionist Tom Cederstrom.
Flipping between two screens. If you time it right, then they're not both ending at the same time.
80% of all patrons are families, and I call it the minivan crowd.
Mike and Meg Bachman of Winchester have brought their family five times this summer.
The whole environment. It's great for the kids, being outside. It's like a tailgate party without no alcohol.
Making sure that we support our local businesses here to keep things like this open rather than sending it out to the corporate ginormous movie theaters.
What does their daughter think?
Awesome and great, and it's really fun. There's a playground, and you get to see the stars and the moon at night.
17-year-old Rachel Schosser knows the proper protocol.
If you drive past and you don't see a whole lot of cars, you gotta come here, get your spot, reserve it, and if you're like around dinner time, you can always come here to the food place to get your food.
Connie Shoemaker mans the food booth.
French fries, shrimp in a basket, onion rings, hot dogs. I grew up behind a drive-in, actually. I tried to watch the movie off of our front porch. From that distance, it was just a big white square.
A lot of it is nostalgia, bringing the kids back so they can experience the drive-in. We offer two first-run features for $8, $4 for kids. So it's $4 for a new movie. You can't hardly beat it.
We'll be coming here forever. I can see myself being old and gray and sitting here watching movies. Coolest thing would be like E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Now that would be the best one to see outdoors.
I've seen E.T., and that's an awesome movie.
With your ticket to the movies, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.